That's my major, wellness science. I'm hoping to become a physical therapist because I like helping people, and there's a lot of money to be made there.
Well, there goes one of my questions anymore.
Oh, I'm such a good guest. I answer questions before they're even asked. I'll be
You
available
killed
for a
two stones
future
with one bird.
podcast if any of our listeners need a special guest.
We may. We got this question from an anonymous listener, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I'm gonna just give it to you.
Swing it my way.
Swing it my way. Swing it my way.
If Deathwing screams and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Fish.
You heard it here, listeners. Fish.
All right, what I'm gonna do now is engage you in a speed round of questions. Are you in?
Let me stretch real quick. Okay, I'm stretched.
All right, ready?
Go.
Red or blue?
Blue.
Cat or dog?
Dog.
Movies or dinner?
Dinner.
Beach or a moonlight stroll?
Beach. With a moonlight
Beef
stroll at
stroganoff
the
or
same time.
cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger.
How about noodles? Are you a fan of noodles?
Yes, noodles are a very good asset to this country, and I think we need to invest in them more.
Tobey Maguire or Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, you went there. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, I concur. And that's all I got out of the top of my head.
Are there no more questions for me to
No,
vanquish?
well, we have one more. One more. It's our final question.
I will take it head first. I'm gonna headbutt it.
Even though there's only been one episode of The Hammered Heron, how do you like it so far?
It's made me laugh. Brought a smile to my face. And I'm sure it's brought smiles to the faces of other people. And I think you should continue. And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I'm sure Ethiopian children all around the world, mainly in Ethiopia, will enjoy our podcast.
I think so. I think you'll be welcomed as heroes there.
Oh boy, I hope so, because if they even found out how to listen to a podcast, that'll be enough for me to go down there and give them all a handshake anyway.
I'm sure they're more pressing issues at the moment, but once they find time to listen to your podcast, they'll love it, and you will be welcomed with open arms.
Yes. Well, thank you, Dozo. And after you took this interview, what are your final thoughts?
Fish.
There you have it, listeners. Fish once, fish twice, fish three times, and he's out.
Goodbye.
Oh wait,
Baseball
I
pun.
have to do my signature exit thing. This is CNN. CNN. Hola.
And listeners, that was our interview with the Dozo.
Yes, and if you do get the reference, that was from Kung Pao.
Next up, movies of the week. Z, do you have any movies you would like to mention?
Yes, I have three, and so we're gonna start with Tron Legacy. Have you heard of this?
I vaguely know Tron from Kingdom Hearts games.
Well, it's not like a remake of the old one. It's actually what happens is the creator, known as I forget, he goes back and forth into Tron's world to make a better place for the humans. And so what eventually happens is he gets trapped in there, but his son doesn't know that until like he actually goes in there himself, and that was by accident. And so it's basically about his son trying to get his father out of there because Tron's father, or not Tron's father, his son's, I'm just going to say the main character's father made a clone of himself that became, like, really tyrannical. And so it's about him getting him out of there from that evil tyrant.
Let me guess, he's 14-year-old, probably blonde, probably has some mystical power that saves the day at the last moment.
More around 27, but the rest of it you pretty much nailed on the head.
Thought so.
Yes, and number two. Have you heard of the movie I Am Number 4?
I vaguely saw a commercial, yes.
Ironically, it is also from a book. I did not know this. I thought that the director and the producers were actually a bit more original. But it seems like now all movies are from books, as it has always been. Theory phrase. Anyways. It's about a guy named John, and he is number four on a scale of different people. And so what happens is he finds out that numbers 1, 2, and 3 have all died, and he is fourth on the list. And some guy is trying to kill him, I guess. And so now he's just fighting for survival. And number three. Unless Jazz has something he wants to say.
Wasn't it a hit list of the numbers? Like, he was number three on the hit list? I don't know. I'm just remembering from the commercial.
Well, he's the fourth, if that's what you mean.
Oh, yeah, fourth. Fourth on the hit list. Wasn't it, like, a hit list of, like, 13 people
yeah.
and he was number four? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Maybe, and the cool little twist of the storyline is that he has this really awesome powers, like, he can jump from high heights and then land without so much as a scratch, he can, like, shoot these blue pulsating beams out from his hands, he can, like, make things float, it's pretty cool.
Is there a main character girl that he falls in love with?
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I plan to soon, so I can always get back with the viewers and you about
50 bucks? No, 50 gold, it says. My prediction is true.
Well, just for the sake of having a fun argument, I will totally take you on in that.
350 gold. Awesome. Number three.
Okay, and number three, becoming very famous among people that I know around my school area and people that I talk to on a regular basis, is the Battle of LA.
I know
very little about
that,
but the title kind of says it all.
I always thought, was that the sequel to, District 9?
Actually, no.
From what I saw, I don't think it was for District 9.
I think it's just a different one,
because what I saw was that they're being invaded on LA, but it didn't show, like, any actual characters, but it seems like it's just, like, some alien race. It could be, but I think they would have put more, coverage on that. So, next up is Quest of the Week.
Yes, I would like to give a mention to a special quest this week. The Bears Up There. This is located in Mount High.
Here we go.
It is both for both Alliance and Horde. Rather than explain this quest, I'm going to give a small audio clip of my experience of this quest the other day. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, the bear's up there. Okay, what do I have to do? Rescue some bears. So I guess I'll kill them. Okay, that one didn't give me a flank. I guess I gotta kill some more. Okay, that one didn't give me any either. How about we read? Okay, we gotta rescue some bears, okay? How do I do that? Okay, there's some trees. What do I have to... Oh, it's a vehicle! Okay. Let's climb the tree. Okay, we're at the top of the tree. Let's grab a bear. Now, where do I throw it? Let's throw it at the mama bear. That didn't do anything. Okay, let's grab another one. Maybe I just missed. Okay, that didn't work either. Okay, let's throw it at the quest giver. Okay, that didn't work either. Okay, throw it in another tree? Okay, that didn't work either. Throw it at the wall. No, that's not it either. Throw it in the air? Throw it in the fire? Where am I supposed to throw this bear? Okay, let's read the quest. Let's just read the quest. Okay. Okay, throw it at the trampoline. Oh, okay. Where's the bears? There's no more bears! Now I gotta wait for them to respawn! Ah!
Listeners, the lesson for this podcast is read your quests.
And before we leave, I would actually like to do a special segment that comes from my heart.
Before we go on, I just want to point out Jazz is a really bad typer, and he spelled heart, harf.
Yes, I did.
With an F.
We're totally not putting this in here. I'm not going to admit my faults.
Okay.
Z, do you know what I hate most in this world?
I don't know. Should I get the list?
No, that would not be necessary. For I will tell everyone what I hate most. Bad liars.
No.
What do you mean, no?
We are not doing this.
This is a partnership for hosting this podcast, so I think we should take it to vote.
There's two of us. It's always gonna be a draw.
Then get over it, because I'm doing this.
Do what you want.
Good. Listeners, there's a world full of bad liars. So I'm going to give you some tips on how to be a good liar. Tip number one. Act confident while stating your lie. Confidence conveys that you know what you're talking about, even when you don't. Tip number two. If you feel like you're losing credibility while lying, insert believable or correct information into the lie, thus confusing the listener into thinking it's the truth.
Very useful information. You all should apply that.
And with this comes the end to this episode. Z, any final thoughts?
Just one. Viewers, when you blow your nose, make sure you reach for the tissue paper and not the sandpaper. Painful, painful times that brings.
If you would like to join the World of Warcraft Guild Drunken Parrot, you can apply at drunkenparrotguild.com.
If you have any questions, suggestions, or wish to possibly be on the show, feel free to email us at hammeredheron@gmail.com. That's hammeredheron@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
Good night. Evening. Morning? Afternoon.
Jazz, just say bye.
Goodbye.